BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history, but fortunately for us, God wrote it all down in His prophecies. Find out what prophecies happened this week ripped straight from the headlines. Stay tuned for the Prophecy Headlines News Show on The Remnant's Call.
Let's get ready for the Remnant's Call! End time! Prophecy news, everybody! Our first news story from Israel. A lot of stuff going on in the land of Israel. This is one of the worst things Benjamin Netanyahu could ever have done. He's going to China this month. It is July. He's going to try to work out something with the godless country of China. And he's going to try to make friends with the Chinese government. And, the Chinese government does not believe in God. So they're not going to give Israel any respect. You know, there's always been people in our government that have believed in God and believed in that Israel is the promised land. So that's why it was good that Israel had a relationship with America. But now Benjamin Netanyahu thinks he could schmooze with Xi Jinping. You can't schmooze with the devil. Okay? This is a very dangerous thing because what he's doing is he's putting America to the side, and that's not good because China has no respect for God and no respect for the people of Israel. And they'll cut your throat as soon as they'll smile at you. Let's go to the next slide. The people of Israel, the people are getting fed up with what's going on with their government, and they're beginning to take things into their own hands. This week, the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria, they started to fight back on their own. Okay, it's good and it's bad because the world is going to start hating Israel. Because when you start acting like your enemy, then the world's going to treat you poorly, okay? And this is a very, you picture yourself, always having problems with the government, always being attacked by these people and nobody's ever doing things. You might think to yourself, I'm going to do something myself, right? But in the world's eyes, it looks very badly. It looks very badly. Let's go on to the next slide. Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank, the Palestinian Authority, he's about to die. He's very sick, and there's no successor. So Iran has been moving their people into the West Bank, and that's very bad for Israel, because Iran has sworn to destroy Israel. So Iran is now in the West Bank, and it's also, in the Gaza, and it's also in Judea and Samaria. So this is a very prophetic sign, everybody, because Israel has to be surrounded by her enemies in the end of days, and this is happening rapidly, very rapidly, okay? And things around the world that you're going to see in the rest of the news, things are happening really quickly, so I say to everybody, get prepared, get prayed up. If you don't have a relationship with God, get one now. Let's go on to the next slide. End time prophecy news. I'm going to show you a lot of different news things. Please pay attention to what's going on. It's very important, I believe. Let's go on to the next slide. In John 17, verse 14, Yeshua said you're going to be hated for following him. You're going to be hated for following him. One second, everybody. Okay, you're going to be hated for following Yeshua. Has anybody ever experienced that? We have experienced that in my life. And when I started following Yeshua, my whole family hated us. And when Rebbe Kelly started when she left the Catholic Church, her whole family hated her. Okay, so Yeshua said, this is a prophetic thing. Let's go on to the next slide. Now, in Pakistan, if you become a believer, in Messiah Yeshua. They're going to try you under anti-terrorism laws. They're saying that belief in Messiah is a terroristic attack in Pakistan. That's amazing, everybody. Did you ever think you would see this day, that believing in Messiah would be something that would be equated with terrorism? But that's what's happening. So please keep the people, the believers in Pakistan, and there are some believers in Pakistan, keep them in your prayers. Keep them in prayer for like a hedge of protection. You know, grant them wisdom. Let's go on to the next slide. And this happened in Israel this week. This is another sign of the end. This is the time of year where you have a lot of conferences. Starting tomorrow, the MJA conference in Grantham, Pennsylvania happens. Well, in Israel, last week they had the Messianic Conference of Israel, Messianic Believers in Israel. And the Jews stormed, the Orthodox Jews stormed their worship concert. And the police had to be called to break up these people that were destroying the conference. Okay, so you think it's only 2,000 years ago that the Messianic Jews were going to be hated? Well, here 2,000 years later, it's happening once again, everybody. It's happening once again. Let's go on to the next slide. In the end of days, evil will be called good, and good will be called evil. And let's prove that this is happening. Let's go on to a news story about that. Did you ever think that you'd have to go to the Supreme Court for this? Well, this is a good thing for both the Sunday keepers and the Shabbat keepers. The Supreme Court hands religious freedom when a postal worker who refused to work on Sunday. So now, I know my son Connor, he got fired for not wanting to work on the Shabbat. He had to sue his employer. And now it'll be very easy to sue your employer because now the Supreme Court has ruled that they have to accommodate those who keep religious days. So that's Saturday or Sunday. Okay? Now, what's going to happen is the Satanists are going to bring up their garbage. Okay? But I recommend everybody watching a series on YouTube called the American Heritage Series, write that down. American Heritage Series with Dave Barton. It goes through the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and everything, and our government, how it was formed. It's 25 parts. They're all a half hour long. But they shouldn't even have to go to court to do this because, the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, he was a pastor. And he wrote, John Jay is his name, and he wrote this: any law that our government makes must stand against the Bible. Not against it, but to see if it lines up with the Bible. That's what John Jay wrote in his writings. And he was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court in America. Let's go on to the next slide. In Genesis, Bereshit 19, verse 4, there's a particular way of acting like Saddam. Okay, let's check out the news story of people acting like they're in the city of Saddam. Let's go to the news story. Biology professor at St. Philip's College in San Antonio, Texas, was fired. Now, he'd been working there for 20 years because he says your sex is determined by your X or Y chromosomes. That's scientific facts, everybody. A woman has one set of chromosomes, and a man, that's how we determine what, you know, science determines that. Okay? You won't have both. Okay? So he got fired for teaching that, and he'd been working there for 20 years when he was fired for teaching what science is a scientific fact. Now, why are we talking about that? Because America's acting like we're in Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's go on to the next prophecy. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 32, Lord said, if you don't keep his laws, he's going to take your children. Your children are going to be handed over to somebody else. Let's go on to the news story about that. Now, in California, if you're a believer in California, leave now, okay? The Senate committee advanced a bill that enables children to leave their family. Did anybody ever want to leave their family when they were a kid? You got spanked by your mother or father and you're like, I'm leaving. Okay. Now a child can leave their family at 12 years old. This is what the government of California is saying. A child who's 12 years old can leave their family and go live in the government under the government's rule. Okay. After a little while, they're not going to like that, they advanced a bill that enables children. You know, let me ask you a question. Did you ever make a bad decision when you were a teenager? Anybody? Did you ever make a bad decision? Every day. Okay. So 12-year-olds don't know what they want. Okay. So now a 12-year-old is about to be able to leave their family without the parental permission. My mother would have said, go ahead, leave. Don't let the door hit you on your buttocks as you leave. No, she would have used a different word, but anyway. Let's go on to next story, next prophecy. The mark of the beast, everybody. This is going rapidly. Please pay attention to this because America is supposed to switch over to a lot of digital currency starting this month of July. Let's go to the news story about this. Amazon, this guy had a smart device in his home, and the device thought the man was being racist in his home, and Amazon shut the device down. Something that you owned in your house, Amazon was able to shut it off because it thought it was recording you, and it recorded you saying something racist, what they think is racist. And they shut the device down, okay? And he couldn't get it turned back on, okay? So if you got any Amazon devices in your home, get rid of them, okay? Any smart devices that you can't control, like thermostats that the power company is putting in your home, go back to old things while you can, okay? So that I was like, wow. It was an intercom for his door, so it was picking up what he was saying, and it shut the guy out of his doorbell. Okay, let's go on to the next prophecy. In Luke chapter 20, verse 20, Yeshua says about spies. Okay, now, spying, is that in the news this week? Let's go on to the news story. The UN encourages social media users to report others for hate speech. So let's say you have 500 close friends on Facebook, and you put up something like you stand with like some of the pictures that Rav Will might have put up, or so, you know, you pass one of Rav Will's pictures along, and your 500 friends, they can turn you into the government now for hate speech. Okay, excuse me. I guess the UN doesn't want me talking about this. One second. One second, everybody. Now, this is nothing new under the sun, everybody, because every government that is totalitarian has done this before. Most recently, the Nazis. Let's go on to the next slide. Romans, Rodney's favorite book. Romans chapter 1, verse 24, talks about homosexuality. Let's go on to the next slide. There was a pride march in New York City last week. And I listened to the video, and they were saying this, because now they're saying that they weren't. I watched the video, and they said, in the Pride March, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. They're wanting to take our children away, everybody. So I highly recommend, you know, doing everything God says, like keeping the holy convocation. But they were chanting this, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. That doesn't even rhyme, but just for them saying They're going to come and take your children. Now they said this in California, now they're saying it in New York. They're coming for your children, everybody. Let's go on to the next slide. Okay, that's it for the news. If you're out there, go to our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. And please hit the donate button.